Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're covering an article called Studying for Your License While Working Full-Time, A Realistic Plan.
And time is the reason most people haven't done it yet, isn't it? That's basically the whole reason this article exists.
It is. The article opens right there. Most people put off qualifying because they've got a full-time job, and the idea of adding study on top feels like too much. The article's job is to show you it doesn't have to be.
So what's the thing that actually makes it doable?
One fact underpins the whole plan. Archer's qualifications are 100% online and self-paced. There are no set class times, nothing that clashes with your work hours. You open the material when it suits you, work through a unit, and pick up again later.
So you're not going to your boss and asking for Friday afternoons off?
Exactly. You're slotting study into gaps you already have. The article puts it well. It turns one day when I have time into starting this week.
Because it's not asking you to find new time. It's asking you to use time that already exists.
That's the idea. And then the article talks about how you structure that time. The single biggest predictor of finishing, it says, is a steady rhythm. Not marathon sessions, not heroic plans. Just a regular, modest slot you actually keep.
What does that look like in practice?
The article suggests two evenings and a weekend morning as a shape that works for a lot of people. But the exact shape matters less than the consistency. A small amount every week beats a big push once a month that disappears the moment work gets busy.
And that's where a lot of people go wrong, isn't it? They think they'll smash it out on a long weekend, and then 3 months go by.
That's the trap. The article is pretty direct about it. Momentum is easier to keep than to rebuild. That's the real argument for a fixed weekly slot.
Okay, so how long does this actually take? Is someone's working full-time and keeping that rhythm going?
The article says most people who are working finish a certificate for or diploma in around 6 to 12 months. Because it's self-paced, that range reflects your own pace rather than a fixed term. Keep the consistent weekly rhythm and you're at the quicker end. Let it drift and it stretches out.
No penalty for taking longer, though.
None. But the momentum argument still applies. Easier to keep going than to restart.
So what habits actually separate the people who finish from the ones who stall?
A few specific ones come up. Work in units, not hours. Your goal each session is to finish a unit or a clear chunk, not just sit there for a set time. That way you always feel progress, not just time passing.
That's a real mindset shift. Hours can feel pointless, but ticking off a unit feels like something actually happened.
The article also says to track where you are. Tick off units as you go so the finish line stays visible. And tie study to a habit you already have, like the hour after dinner, so it runs on autopilot rather than needing a fresh decision every time you sit down.
One less thing to think about when you're exhausted.
Exactly. And the article also says to ask for help early. The moment a unit confuses you, reach out rather than letting it sit there and grow into a reason to stop.
Which brings me to what I think is the most real part of this. What happens when you're tired after work, you open a confusing unit, and your brain just won't do it?
The article calls that out directly. That moment when you close the laptop and tell yourself you'll sort it later is how busy people quietly drop out. Later often doesn't come, the rhythm breaks and the course just sits there.
So what's the answer to it?
Real human support. Archer has an Australian-based support team, actual people, available from the time you enrol through to completion. Not a chatbot, not a ticket queue. A quick answer when you're stuck keeps the session alive and keeps your weekly rhythm intact. Over a few months, that adds up to the difference between finishing and giving up.
That's the part that's easy to underestimate when you're signing up.
It really is, and the article makes the case for it clearly.
So if someone's listening to this and they're ready to move, what's the one thing they should do?
Pick your weekly slot now, not when work quietens down. Decide which evenings and which morning are yours, and protect them the same way you'd protect any other appointment. That's where it starts.
Then check where your qualification sits on the license pathway for your state.
The full article is on the Archer Institute website, with links to the license upgrade pathway, a guide on how long it takes to get your real estate license, and more. And if you'd rather talk it through with someone, the Australian-based team is on 1800 069 273. Archer offers nationally recognised online self-paced training with real Australian-based support behind it.
Thanks for listening. Head to the Archer Institute website to read the full article.